Hello, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Coffee Talk. If you've just joined, Coffee Talks are the short in-between episodes where we read your user-submitted stories, hang out with friends, talk about witchy pop culture, or chat with you about what is going on in our personal practices. If you want to be featured on Coffee Talk, email us at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com. Or you can send us your submission on our website, coffeeandcauldrons.com, as well as you can leave us a voicemail at our voicemail box, which is 351-207-0799. You can send us your tips, your ghost stories, or any kind of funny story that you think that the community would love to hear. Be sure to let us know if we can share your name or if you would prefer to be anonymous. Your social media usernames are also a great way to get credit. Now, you might have noticed Maria didn't do the second part. Nobody said anonymous. And I think that that's beautiful. I'm just kidding, Maria. I know you're definitely going to listen to this. Your speech impediment is wonderful. Now, that being said, because Maria obviously did not do the intro with me, I have some special guests that I would like to introduce this week, this episode. If you guys want to introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Erin. I'm part of the Discord, and I can be publicly found on Instagram at book_craft with a K like the macaroni.
It will be in the bio.
Oh, and it's going to be in the bio.
That was a lot of underscores, girl.
Thank you. There's only two. That's all that was available.
Hi, I'm Zoe, and I'm also part of the Discord, and I can be found on Instagram at Grunge Apothecary.
And I'm Kitty, also a part of the Discord, and I can be found on Instagram at CatDNimble.
So obviously, there is a theme happening here. They're all our Discord members, not all of them, obviously. And for our Discord members that are listening, I want you guys to know that I asked these three beautiful humans to join me because Maria is currently laid in a bed, dying of scarlet fever. It's very sad. Tuberculosis has actually got hold of her. And we are just counting the days for when she inevitably is walking through my hallways holding a candle with one of those long sleeping hats, just giving it her all. But in reality, Maria's sick. She's been sick for a while. I told her that I need her to get better. And so I've asked her to take some time off so she can do that, because I would like her to continue to be my co-host and not actually die of a 18th century illness. And so I asked three beautiful Discord members who are all doing cool things, not the only people doing cool things in our Discord, but who would be the least upset with me for saying, "Hi, I've given you less than a day's notice. Would you like to come and hang out on the podcast with me?" And they all said yes. Oh, goodness.
What I'm hearing is we were the three that you didn't think had anything going on.
You know, truth. What? That's truth. One way to interpret it.
I mean, you maybe wouldn't be wrong. So
I just feel like you guys are the valid. Least likely to tell me to shut up. And not to brag, but I would deserve that. Well, so
I mean, could we really tell the Supreme to shut up?
You definitely could.
We definitely have. Yeah, we definitely have. Don't worry. Please don't worry.
Like, not in recent memory, I don't think. I mean,
there's an entire emoji that says Robin Y. And I feel like that is a very polite way of asking me to shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
I mean, like, what it goes hand in hand. There's a Robin Y and there's also an Erin No.
Yeah. There is. Yeah. There's also Grace Run, which is my favorite one personally.
Yeah. Yeah. We've had fun with the emojis in the Discord.
We've had too much fun with the emojis. Oh, Kitty also has a cult leader one.
I do, yes. Because I'm the unofficial cult leader of the Discord. Yeah. No more questions. Yeah.
We got to get you one.
I just got to do something unhinged. There we go.
I feel like we could just make it Zoe, please.
Zoe, please.
I think that when you've earned an emoji in the Discord, it's not necessarily a good thing.
Not always. Zoe, I kind of...
Sometimes it is.
Maybe yours would be like, Zoe, feed me or something, because always post the most delicious breads and
so good
food, and I'm just like drooling.
And you'll be like, oh, I was having a bad day, so I made some Bavarian pretzels.
No big
from
deal.
Scratch.
You know, it helps.
I don't know. Listen, for everybody listening, Zoe's actually like a superwoman because she also has 3 children and runs a business and creative writing projects and is just like out here thriving. And then we'll be like, by the way, I spent the last 12 hours hand making 12 cottage pies. And you're just like... And I'm like, I did craft macaroni and cheese, and I'm feeling very on top of my shit right now.
Today it was 30 empanadas because...
I'm just wondering what it's like to be a drug addict, because that is the only explanation for that.
It's called unmedicated ADHD.
Okay, fair. Fair and reasonable. The other reason I brought these lovely ladies on is because all of them are doing really cool things within the Discord that I think are super fun. And I thought the first one we could highlight is Erin's avoiding her responsibilities resource center, which is incredible. It is incredible, even though we're all going to take a moment to make fun of her for the fact that she probably should have been doing something productive in her real life.
Well,
so... Oh, wait. I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you use our old Google Sheet as a template? I just realized that
so
we have...
I found it.
Okay. I was going to say, I did that a few years ago.
Yeah, I found that originally and then just reworked it.
Okay.
Because it was like, okay. There was a point where I needed to start from scratch.
Yeah.
The resource center that Robin's talking about is, I'm a big fan of having something... digital, like when you think of like a library, I think a lot of us who read, especially the 4 of us here, love the idea of having a large library. I live in a small apartment. That's not going to happen. There is a floor capacity. I'm on the 2nd floor. I don't need it to become a 1st floor by accident.
Crushing your neighbors below
the
you for the
sanctuary.
Bit.
The cat sanctuary I live above. Yeah, we don't need to do that.
Protect the cats.
So essentially what I created out of a small fit of avoiding a lot of other responsibilities is a living library. I spent a bunch of time in a little bit of a manic fit to describe it accurately, documenting and essentially labeling all of the books we have read or recommended or done as a group or anything that's been uttered on the Discord into a living document that I usually update every 2 weeks or so, which is so much easier because we probably only add maybe 8 books every 2 weeks, depending on what's being released.
I didn't even realize we added that many.
Yeah, it's about 8 books every 2 weeks, and I'm expanding categories. So we have like witchy reads for kids. There's general magic. That's just stuff I haven't created tabs yet, which I'm sure I will eventually. Gardening. There's actually fiction books that are not part of our smut club, things that are not, I would not categorize as that.
Is there other books?
There are other books.
That's so weird. I didn't even know there was other genres. It's just witchcraft, porn. Those are the only
no
two.
In between.
Essentials.
You had to pick which one you wanted that day. I don't understand.
Literally essentials. But as of right now, I want to say that we have about, I can actually get the real number of how many books we have, but it's a lot going on, which I'm really proud of because it's essentially, it's a cool way to commit more information to the Discord and help other people, because the more you read, the more I'm going to take note of it. And then you're also going to essentially be contributing to that library, and it doesn't cost you anything or anyone else. Like if you see a book that was really great and you found helpful, you can add it. It's an editable doc that you can live in. I really love it.
I love it too. Me. It's very generous that you took the time to do that too. She's got sections for deities and everything. It's wild.
We're at 400. I know that this is last month. We are at 487 books currently.
We're doing we're having such a normal time in Discord.
Practically 500 books. Wow.
That's crazy.
And there's links.
There are, and there's links to everything. Like, yep. So don't you have like a rating system on if it was recommended or not?
Yeah. So essentially, when you have a guest on the podcast, what's often asked of you and Maria is you ask them what kind of books they recommend. I also, if I attend a class, I ask the person who's teaching if they have any books they recommend themselves. So I'll write down the person, if they've been on the podcast, if they wrote the book, and then if they recommend a book, I'll write their name and write down if they have been on the podcast, so you could actually go back to that episode and reference it.
Aaron's like so good for this.
Amazing. Amazing.
We literally can't lose. No, we can't lose Kitty. Sorry, Aaron. We can't lose Kitty or the Discord will implode. But you're up there, girl.
Start putting passwords on the spreadsheet then.
Oh my god. Literally, like let's be honest. If the Discord breaks even kind of, or like, you know when sometimes Discord is down and it's just not working right? I'm like, Kitty, help me. I broke something again.
There have been a few times that Robin has literally texted me on my cell phone. Like, Kitty, Kitty.
I know you don't have a job. She does. I am more important right now.
It's funny. I'm happy to do it.
I try not to do it that often if it counts for anything. Oh, I do always Google it first. I start with Google and then sometimes I'm like, this is a whole lot of numbers and letters and forward slashes. And this feels like a job for somebody smarter than me. There's been like multiple times, like when we first started the Discord, I was really proud of myself. The Discord is my baby. Mm-hmm. Maria, love her to death. She's an angel, okay? But when it comes to technology, hold a gun to that woman's head and she'll make me look like I know what I'm doing, okay? So, like, it's between the two of us, it's not good. And I was so proud of myself when we first started the Discord. We originally had, like, 3 channels. There was nothing going on. Like, I don't think any of you were there for the beginning of it, were you?
I looked up the dates that we all joined right before we started this. And
what I'm talking about? She's just a wizard.
I joined in August of 2020. So I'm almost to my 4-year mark. And I think the Discord was like September. 6 months old.
It's September 2019.
Oh, okay. So it was almost a year old when I joined. Mm-hmm. And then Zoe joined in November 2020 and Aaron joined December of 2021. So, like,
Aaron is the fakest fan here. Interesting.
The baby.
But in like, so when we first started, it literally was like with like a non-witchy chat, witchy chat, and that was it. It was like 2 threads. And I was like, oh my God, I connected it to the Patreon. I might be the smartest woman alive. Yeah. And like, I went on to like the forums or whatever. And I got like, I'm pretty sure I got Carlbot or something like that really early on, just for the connectivity between Patreon and Discord. And I was like, oh, am I a modder? So turns out, long story short, I did not do anything. And actually, the fact I was proud of that is quite embarrassing. So flash forward now, we have
so many channels.
Poor Kat, one of our former Discord members, was like, there are so many channels, I want to die. And like, you know what? She was so real for that.
She was. She threatened us a lot for every time we talked about adding another channel, she would.
Yep.
Now we just do threads.
We do. Yeah. We love threads. Yeah.
So I just counted. And admittedly, I'm not very good at counting, but we have 13 like sections. And then there's at least 5 channels in each section.
Oh, at least.
Oh, yeah, which leads me to our next part, yeah. Which is Zoe made us a whole freaking map of the Discord so that way it's easy to find. So speaking of people who should be have done maybe something more productive with their life, Zoe was like, I'm going to take on this arduous task that is perhaps a little psycho, but helpful.
Oh, which one? Because I did 2.
That is true, but starting with the map.
Well, the map, if it's always just kind of like, you know, you have those moments where you're like, wait, is this the right place to post this?
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm just going to like make a map, like
psycho.
But yes, we have a lot of channels and a lot of threads.
Yeah.
And
she categorized all of them. She categorized all of them. She labeled what they're for. It's all in one helpful place now.
Amazing.
She has a sweet spot for like hyperlinks.
It's yeah, just, that's relatable.
I got to see real time Zoe discovering how much she loved a hyperlink when she was working on her other contribution, because we were texting about it outside of the Discord and just, hey, guess what? I'm working on this project. And I was like, oh, you piqued my interest.
You guys are lunatics, literally all of you. I love you all very much. And if you ever leave me, we're going to have some very choice words. I'm circling back to Kitty. If you ever leave me, Kitty. Not actually. You can do whatever you want. Okay. I'm not actually going to guilt trip you and holding you hostage, but also don't ever leave me.
But also, never.
But also reconsider immediately. Well, you want to tell everybody what your other thing was, Zoe, that you did for the Discord?
Yeah. I turned all of our pinned spells, like contributions from either things that you guys have created for us or also things that like we've shared just personally. And I turned it into a PDF Book of Shadows, which is also hyperlinked. So that you can just like go in by category and find spells that are all user submitted. It's awesome.
It is awesome. I just love like, okay, so I know that I'm like gassing up our own Discord right now, but I do genuinely love the Discord because of those sort of things. We have like the book recommendations. We have, you need a spell? Check this giant book of it. Like there's all these cool things that are so accessible for people. And it's all done by everyone. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah, Maria and I are there to answer questions and give advice, etc. But like, we also have a bunch of people that are very capable and very smart and very insightful that are existing within that realm and also offering stuff up, including stuff like making things like you guys are doing.
Yeah, I think we joke about how there's so many channels, but it's really just a testament to like, the fact that there is a place for all of the things and everybody has like a place to share what they're talking about and what they're interested in.
Including like giant sections where we are not talking about witchcraft at all. There's
not at all.
So circling back to other cool stuff going on in the Patreon. Some people might have picked up that I have the coolest book club ever. Many say this. I know I've talked about this on Coffee Talk like so many times, but the smut heathens, the porn book club. And because of the book club, it birthed this podcast that Kitty is in. Yeah. Do you want to tell them about your podcast?
Oh my gosh.
Well, not your, it's everybody's,
podcast.
It's multiple people's podcast. I don't want to
make it sound like you're the only person. Exactly. Yes. So it is called Feral Friday and we talk about smut. We are unhinged, unbothered. We really love monster smut is our kind of our forte.
Sick freaks.
But yeah, it just came about from the Smut Heathens channel. One day, a bunch of people were like, we should make a podcast. And then a group of us were like, yes. And then we did it somehow.
It's so good.
It just happened.
Yeah. And like, I've already been on it once.
You have.
I'm going to be on it again soon.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not saying that I'm not saying I'm the mother of this, but it did come directly out of my body. I think that's something we should all think about.
Is your head getting bigger right now, Robin?
Oh, I am. Maria's not here. Okay. There's nobody who's like, Robin, we're going to take a 2-minute break and I'm going to calm you down. It's not happening.
Constant gassing you up. That's this coffee talk, gassing Robin up.
What's up, baby?
What's up? Oh, my gosh.
When in reality, what I was trying to do is gas you guys up. Aww. But also, it is about me at the end of the day.
It's the circle of life, Robin. It all comes back to you.
I would like to just... Sometimes my jokes are missed by people, okay? I've had that feedback more than once. I'm not actually... like thinking I'm amazing, just for the record. I mean, I am, but for the record.
It is a bit of a bitch.
It's a bitch. If you guys were in the Discord, you would know that I'm actually incredibly self-deprecating.
Yeah. If you'd like to see behind the scenes of Robin Psyche,
oh my gosh,
please join the Discord.
But seriously, like,
Marie's also a lot more not dead on there, yeah. So that's something to consider.
Yeah. And the Discord is just amazing. Like, okay, so like Zoe and I have been in it for almost 4 years now, and
so crazy.
I did take 1 month to think off. About. I took 1 month off at the end of 2020.
It was the worst month of my life.
I know.
I've been thinking about it a lot lately, actually, and I was talking about it with my therapist, and I'm really glad we can talk about it now. No, I'm just kidding.
Is so good for us, Robin. So proud.
It's really good. It heals us.
Yeah. But we've like been around for 4 fucking years. Like, how did that happen, Robin?
So crazy. I don't know. Listen, the fact that you guys have like seen me, first of all, inebriated. You guys have watched me just have a manic night where I spiral for an hour about a rat. Praise her. I don't even feel like Rat Girl was the most unhinged.
No.
I think the most unhinged night was when we were saying how hot the dad was from Dinosaurs.
Okay, that's where I was going next.
Yes. Yeah.
That Dino was, Daddy.
Honestly, when I say that was our darkest hour.
Was it? Honestly, I don't even know if that was our darkest hour. That was just like...
It wasn't our brightest.
No. But I feel like on a daily basis, we do cover more or other unhinged things.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
I think we also have like the really normal grounded channels that like mm-hmm. The normal people in our Discord, shout out to you guys, are super active in like the tarot practicing,
gardening.
So you can do like gardening, baking and cooking.
Art.
Just normal, like witchcraft stuff, the spell work and just tarot deck appreciation, artwork. Mm-hmm. There's a gaming station. Divination.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's so much that's happening. And all the normal people, I'm so sorry that sometimes you show up at 11 o'clock at night and the rats have come out.
Yes. I think it's based on all the highlight notifications I get that I try to screenshot right away.
I don't get those either. I haven't been able to figure out why I get them.
I get them, but I always take a screenshot right away. So I work at a desk job, essentially. So
I'll
have my phone next to me and check it in between meetings. And I get these highlights. Like today was, the highlight was Cat Mover.
Wasn't
the,
one
the
of
Discord
them,
is talking about
the
cat
Taco Bell
movers.
Yeah, who was the Taco Bell one?
Oh, there's a Taco Bell like, one.
Oh, it was Umami and Taco Bell?
Yes.
It was Umami and Taco Bell.
Yeah.
There's been quite a few of them.
Cat Mover was the most normal.
It really was. But nobody knew what a cat mover was. They were all asking me what that was. And I was like, I don't know how else to describe this to you. It's exactly how it sounds. It's somebody who moves a cat. Hello?
Well, that was when the not normal people in the Discord were asking you what a cat mover was.
It's true. We have these two sects of like the rats.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then everyone else. Mm-hmm. And like I'm like the queen of the rats, and I kind of gas the rats up. to rise up. And then Maria will wake up in the morning and be like, I have 500 notifications and none of them are normal. Are you okay? And I'm like,
no,
not in the slightest bit.
Who are you? You're Splinter.
I am Splinter. Yes. And you're my little turtle freaks.
Okay. Okay.
Rise up.
I'm crying now.
You're welcome.
It's so beautiful.
I think that, and this is going to be purely me gassing the Discord up now. Mm-hmm. I think that our Discord is the best one. I think it's the best one. We're super active. Mm-hmm. Like, it's super active with, like, the full spectrum of, like, really, involved magic stuff.
Yeah.
With, like, the rituals, the meditations, all that stuff. And then we have stuff that is incredibly not involved. And it's like, did you guys see this book? You know what I mean? And it'll be just like
all sorts of things.
Memes. Yeah. There's the whole Not Safe for Work channel where we get a lot of dirty jokes in there.
Questionable content.
Yeah. Yeah.
Truly.
I mean, Kitty, how many Discords are you part of?
Oh.
How many servers are you part of?
I mean, right now, I think at this very moment, it's hovering somewhere around 198.
Wow. And we're your favorite, though, right?
Oh, what's definitely. The best one? Oh, of course. The coffee and cauldron.
No, she's lying.
Your favorite, right?
I can see Kitty lying right now. Kitty's actual favorite one is going to be something that she does not want to admit on the internet. And that's okay.
No.
I support you that
queen. Okay, I run a little book club. And so it might be my just barely more favorite.
Oh, interesting. Kitty's in another book club. Didn't realize you were cheating on me. Very interesting.
I have
had to find out on national television this way. Very interesting.
It's a normal book club, Robin. You would not be interested. Actually, I've definitely told all of you about it. So
you can invite me. I'll read the books.
I have invited you.
No, I've never gotten a link.
Well, you didn't ask for the link.
I talked about it. I was about to go through every message ever sent to Kitty.
Actually, Catherine.
Please label me as Catherine Frank. Thank you.
Oh my gosh. Every time he does that, I'm like, you can't call her that. And he's like, if she didn't want me to call her that, then that wouldn't be her name. And I'm like, it sure isn't. It is Kitty. So, speaking of worms, my husband's in the Discord.
He's like my very best friend.
He is your very best friend.
I will say, if anyone decides to join the Discord post this episode, if you do actually see me interact with Frank, don't be alarmed.
Yeah, they fight.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's just fighting.
It's where England and New England come to being friends.
Oh.
I would say.
It's honestly a battle of the worms. It's really
sometimes I just have no idea what's happening. When Frank starts posting those werewolf images, I'm like, cool.
I forgot about the werewolves until right now.
I feel like we've been kind of lacking on the werewolves, Frank.
He hasn't posted a werewolf in a while. Yeah. And I think
I sent him a new werewolf
this.
Picture.
Oh,
you know what he does to get those werewolf pictures, don't you?
Yeah, see, he showed me his search history. He searches. His search
like,
history.
So, like, let's say, you know, he's like, oh, Zoe smells. He will literally type Zoe smells werewolf picture into Google, and the first one that comes up is what he shares. I'm not even joking. And I'm just like, because I was like, do you have
like a library?
Folder on your phone?
Yeah. No.
Of just werewolf photos? He's like, absolutely not. That's crazy. I'm like, yep, that's the crazy thing in this.
I mean, if you want to talk about contributions, we now have a like glorified reel, so to say, of Frank's, of all
of
Frank's.
Yes. That was amazing.
Werewolf pictures I put together.
Speaking
with
of things Erin probably isn't doing her real job for.
It's probably I was like shaking trying to put it together. I was laughing so hard. I basically just took a screenshot of everything Frank said that was attached to a werewolf picture and put it to a video and added music. If you needed
so
a crash course as to like the interactions of Frank with the Discord,
yeah. I'm pretty sure I pinned it too.
Yep, it's pinned. You should start there. The music's a little loud. That's your forewarning, Mizzle.
Yeah. Yeah, oh, very loud. Mm. And it is very much so giving chaos, and we love it.
appropriate.
The only thing about the Discord that I want to mention before we free you three is the other thing that we forgot to bring up is the fact that we also have the shop local.
Oh, yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Which hasn't been utilized that much lately. Mm-hmm. I know Zoe's posted a few things on there, but it hasn't been really utilized that much lately, and it should be. But it is essentially a place where our Discord members can share any, like, if they have small businesses or if they are selling services, etc., that they can post it there, or if they're running discounts in their businesses, etc. And we have some really, really talented people in there.
Yes, we do.
Actually, Zoe's Grunge Apothecary was featured on the main episode last week.
It's amazing.
And because one of their small businesses is very fun.
I think I've gotten a reading from almost everyone who's put a reading in there. Now I've just gone knocked down the list.
Not me, but that's fine.
I have absolutely gotten a reading from you. And fine, Aaron. Gifted a reading from you. Thank you very much.
I know you give you one to Victor. If you're listening, Victor, shout out.
We love Victor.
We love you, Victor. But not from me. So something to think about. Something just to muddle in your brain about.
I'm gonna bring the receipts up after this
call.
It's fine.
It's fine. You know, if I'm wrong about that in any way, no, I'm not.
Though, if you're ever worried about, like, if you want to do a reading, one of our sub threads, I think, like, is really fantastic, is the practice reading.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We basically have a place where if you're ever in doubt, I think something we've talked about in the Discord a lot is that if you are really involved in the situation, it's hard to read for yourself.
Absolutely.
You can point blank ask someone to read a card. Pick a card
and
for you.
The thing is that you might not always get somebody who will respond, like, mm-hmm. especially if they're time sensitive.
Yep.
But I would say 9.9 out of 10 times somebody will pull a card or two for you. Which is so great.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And then there's even if you pull a card for yourself and you're confused, you just hop over to Tarot Discussion and you have all of us to talk to about that interpretation. Because you get not just
the tarot section is actually really
good. Yeah, it really is. You don't just get like in the regular episodes, Robin and Maria's interpretation of cards. You get the whole Discord chiming in with helpful tips and all of us in a whole are like, if you don't resonate with this, you don't have to take it. Like, it's a great way to have a super well-rounded view.
Supportive community overall. Oh, yeah. I think so, at least.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And knock on wood, but we've never had any real drama. There's been little spats of things here and there, but nothing major.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because we're human. People are human. At the end of the day, there's going to be moments of conflict, but we've never had any real drama. So knock on wood. And if you're listening to this and you want to bring drama, get it out of here.
Send it to me directly. My email is dot, 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 dot. Write me a novel. I'll read it.
Aylin, no.
If you just don't like me, save your money. Just email me and you can get it off your chest. You know, like, Maria, also just email me, okay? Or she's very delicate and sick and I want her to get better.
Yeah.
Or leave me a voicemail about how much I suck at my phone number. Are you guys ready for it? 351-207-0799.
I did that already.
You did. And it was the first sample we had for the entire podcast.
Didn't you scare the bejesus out of Maria?
Yep.
With
We didn't have it's connected to Maria's phone number and our like Gmail, our collective Gmail, and I hadn't put it on silent, so it like actually called Maria's phone, and she was like, "Robin, we have a problem, Robin." Yep. And I'm just like, and I fixed it.
It was just me, being a clunkhead, essentially.
I mean, honestly, glad it was you and not somebody who actually was sending us a mean voicemail.
Yeah.
That is just, I'll just leave mean voicemails from here on. Got it.
Well, on that note, I'm going to free our listeners and you guys. So I just want to remind you all. I don't know why I'm saying that, but thanks so much for joining us this episode. Really glad I reminded you of that.
About how thankful we should be.
Yeah. I just want to remind you to thank me. No. I hope that we see you guys next week for our regular episodes. Hopefully Maria will be feeling better by then. But if not, we do have a guest next week, which is going to be really fun. I'm very excited about it. You can check out our website for the links to our submission forms, or you can shoot us an email at submissions@coffeeandcauldrons.com, or again, leave us a voicemail at 351-207-0799 to tell us any ghost stories, witchy stories, tips, or topics that you think the community would love to hear. And if you are loving Coffee and Cauldrons, please take a moment to review us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, or really wherever you're tuning in from, including YouTube. Hit like and subscribe. I'm a YouTuber now. Or if you want to support us directly, consider joining us on Patreon, where we share articles, special part two exclusive episodes, which we're going to start as soon as Maria is feeling better again, and have a spell of the month. The spell of the month box, the Discord, we've got rituals. There's just so much happening. So if you'd like to support us directly, that's where to do it. Thank you all so much for listening, and we will see you next week.